Let's read together Psalms 66 and 67. Here we have two thanksgiving psalms in which Israel exhorts all the nations to bring praise to the Lord. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 4 of Psalm 66. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Selah. Let's begin our study of this psalm, Psalm 66, with some background notes. All we know from the title of this psalm is that it was to be put to music and used in temple worship. We don't know the author, and we don't know the occasion of this psalm. The author may have been David, and like Psalm 65, may have been written to celebrate one of Israel's feasts. A number of commentators suggest that this psalm and the next one, Psalm 67, were both written by King Hezekiah on the occasion of God's miraculous deliverance of Jerusalem from Sennacherib and the Assyrians. We can't be sure. In any case, it seems that the occasion of this psalm is a time of thanksgiving and celebration for deliverance of the nation, and as a result, all peoples are called upon to praise the Lord. We also see, as we've seen in so many of the psalms, that there are prophetic implications concerning the future in this psalm. And that brings us to our doctrinal point for Psalm 66. So our doctrinal point for Psalm 66 is, in the future, Israel will be the chosen people they were meant to be. In the future, Israel will be the chosen people they were meant to be. God chose Israel to be a kingdom of priests and a nation that was to be a light to all the other nations. But we know that Israel failed in her mission in the past. However, the good news is that in the future, coming out of the tribulation period, there will be a restored Israel, and during the earthly reign of our Lord, which follows the tribulation period, this restored Israel will finally be the chosen people that they were meant to be. They will lead the nations of all the earth in worship and praise to the Lord for his wonderful works. Verses 1 through 4. Notice from verse 4 that this prophecy can only find complete fulfillment during that future earthly kingdom of Christ. Verse 4 once again. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name, Selah. We see in verses 5 through 7 that the awesome works of God on behalf of his people will never be forgotten, such as the Exodus and the drying up of the Jordan River. Verses 5 through 7. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. In verses 8 through 12, the Lord is praised for how he has preserved Israel even through the purging fires and deep waters of discipline, which will include the tribulation period of the future. Verses 8 through 12. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. That's verses 8 through 12. In verses 13 through 15, the psalmist speaks for the future restored nation as they worship the Lord at his temple during the time of the millennium. Let's read these verses, verses 13 through 15. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Selah. In the future, Israel will be the chosen people they were meant to be. Now, what about practical application from Psalm 66? practical application number one. Be careful about bargaining with God. Be careful about bargaining with God. Verses 13 through 15. We've seen under our doctrinal point that in the prophetic implications of this psalm, these verses refer to the worship of restored Israel in the future. But let's consider a personal application for the present from these verses. Did you ever bargain with God? Lord, if you heal me or get me out of this trouble, I promise you that I will obey you and serve you for the rest of my life. Did you ever make a bargain with God along that line? Now, there's nothing wrong with that promise if you mean it and follow through on your vow. But too often when the Lord answers our prayers and does heal us or does get us out of trouble, we fail to make good on our promises and we go back to our same old ways and same old lifestyle. It would have been better if we had never vowed or promised anything rather than lie. Be careful about bargaining with God. Remember when Jacob bargained with God? It was after he had the dream about the angels going up and down the ladder or staircase. I'm reading from Genesis chapter 28, beginning with verse 10. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land of which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. From Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 22. Here we see Jacob bargaining with God. At least that's one way to look at this account. Did Jacob make good on this vow before the Lord? Eventually, yes. But Jacob had a long way to go in the school of God, and he had to learn some hard lessons before he came back to his father's house in peace. Maybe it would have been better if Jacob had not questioned God and bargained with God about what God had already promised him. Be careful about bargaining with God. Practical application number two. Learn the secret for getting your prayers heard. Learn the secret for getting your prayers heard. Let me ask you, does God listen to your prayers? In verses 16 through 20, the psalmist praises the Lord for answering his prayer, and in these verses, we see the secret for getting your prayers heard. Listen as we read these verses. Psalm 66, beginning now with verse 16. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer nor his mercy from me. Did you catch the secret for getting your prayers heard? A pure heart. The Lord will not listen to your prayers if you're hiding some sin in your heart. Unfortunately, that's what even some Christians do. They try to hide their sin from God. As a result, the Lord does not hear their prayers. Learn the secret for getting your prayers heard. Let's continue reading Psalm 67. Psalm 67, beginning with verse 1. God be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let's consider a few background notes for Psalm 67. Like Psalm 66, Psalm 67 is also a Thanksgiving psalm and was meant to be put to music and used in worship. We see from the title that the music provided was to be with stringed instruments. Psalm 67 has been called Israel's missionary psalm because in it, Israel prays for God's blessing so that they can be a witness to the nations of God's salvation. Look again at verses 1 and 2. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Now notice the reason. That your way may be known on earth, your salvation among the nations. So we see the close connection then between Psalms 66 and 67 when it comes to the prophetic implications. And that leads us to our doctrinal point for Psalm 67. Doctrinal point for Psalm 67. In the future, Israel will be a channel of blessing to all people. In the future, Israel will be a channel of blessing to all people. We know from the prophetic scriptures that the psalmist's prayer for Israel in this psalm will be answered in the future when the Jewish people return to the Lord. In that day, when the Lord returns and sets up his earthly kingdom, which will last for 1,000 years and then merge with eternity, in that day, restored Israel will be a channel of blessing to all people. The requests of Israel in Psalm 67 will be fully answered. Salvation will be known among the nations, verses 1 and 2. Praise to the Lord will be from all peoples, verses 3 and 5. The Lord will govern and judge the nations in righteousness, verse 4. The land and the people of the whole earth will be blessed, verses 5 and 6. And it will be through restored Israel that worldwide blessing results. Verse 7. Let's read verse 7 once again. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. In the future, Israel will be a channel of blessing to all people. Practical application from Psalm 67. Be a channel of blessing. Be a channel of blessing. We've seen in this psalm that restored Israel will be a channel of blessing to the whole earth in the future. And it is an answer to Israel's prayers in this psalm, which are in line with the sovereign plans and purposes of God. Now let me ask you, did you ever pray to be a channel of blessing for others? I mean, we pray for blessing on ourselves and our families, but what about being a channel of blessing to our neighbors and people we work with? God loves to hear these kinds of prayers because they are right in line with his sovereign plans and purposes for our lives. The Lord wants to bless people, and we have the privilege and responsibility to be God's channels for that blessing. Be a channel of blessing.